at the time. I just got, man. So yeah, it after I came back, Gavin probably approached me at a matinee or somewhere afterwards because he had liked my little energy in the pit. That's what it was. And maybe something else, I don't know. But he approached me, and I was reluctant to do it at first because I was scared. You know, it really, I didn't always know that's what I wanted to do at that time, but he posed the question to me. Then, you know, that's what happened. I actually thought I was going to play drums in the punk rock group with Sergio. But
oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. That's what we first did. I was playing the drums.
I was going to ask, I mean...
At my father's, at one of his friends' jazz rehearsal studios, me and Sergio, this dude named Chemo, Punk Rock George. We used to go in there and drink fucking malt duck and blue wine cooler and play punk rock in front of jazz musicians. That was crazy. What we thought.
I mean, you hadn't sang in other bands, had you?
No, not since. Absolution was my first and only band. Yeah. I'm probably the only one to say that out of everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. That was my only girl back then. I'm glad to. Because in my mind, even when a few years ago people would start to ask me things, I would be like, you know what, man, I'm just trying to keep her pure, man. I'm trying to keep that spot pure. I don't really want to go back there.
Yeah,
pure. You know, so many fallouts happened afterwards amongst people that I knew, amongst my own friends, myself, and Gavin at the time. It was, I just wanted to get the fuck out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how quick, sorry, go ahead.
You know, but other than that, but yeah, after Gavin introduced me to that concept of doing the band, which was, like I said, I got back from Europe in, like, late August. He introduced the concept to me. And I was hemmed in hard, but by September, October, we were rehearsing. So it didn't take that long. He found Alan, and Alan, I think, knew Greg. And boom. Alan had just finished kind of doing a recording with Agnostic Front, and he was in between bands, and he was looking for a place to express himself. Actually, the name Absolution, in my memory, comes from Alan Peter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
My memory could serve me wrong on that, because, you know, there's a lot of THC between that and that. But I, if not from Alan Peters, then it was a collaboration between Alan and Gavin, but I didn't come up with the name.
Right.
But I remember Alan... I wouldn't have thought of that term. Alan was by far he was the oldest and really the most philosophical and intellectual. And I mean, he was the one who was really in touch with, he was much calmer than Gavin or I was. He and Greg were really kind of cool and laid back. But Alan was probably the most well-read at the time, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Not even probably, he was by far the most well-read. And I learned a lot from Alan. Intellectual and a philosophical level. And from Gavin, it was just more about, at that time, the raw execution of it.
Was there like a real idea for the band? I mean, was it just, yo, let's fucking jam, let's see what happens? Or was it, let's do this band, it's going to sound like this, we're going to have this type of energy, it's going to be about this? I mean, was it real well thought out or just explosion?
Teenagers don't really think shit. They just do shit.
Yeah.
I don't really remember it being that premeditated. The only premeditation was, let's do a band. Most hardcore punk rock bands already knew what they were about. So when they formed a band or got together with like-minded and like-hearted individuals, they really didn't have to talk about what they were going to sing about. They already knew it. That's why they hung out together.
Yeah.
They were friends. Bands were groups of friends first. Let's really, really put that. You know, of course, there were people who were introduced because of the music, but at their high point, if there's a five-piece band, three of them have to be tight.
Right.
Not just playing together. There's a four-piece band. So we were all friends. We got along. We were introduced by friends by friends. This was a community. It wasn't a, you know,
making the band
for hire thing. You didn't go to the store and buy the clothes. I mean, you could, but, you know, you didn't go put it on. You brought it out of yourself. You brought it out of yourself. You just didn't, it wasn't a just add water thing. You know, we were friends, and friends, especially teenagers, go through ins and outs, and egos, and the male ego in such a testosterone-driven medium. Like hardcore, which is probably one of the reasons why I had to get out. I mean, I went to hip-hop, which is equally as testosterone-driven, but on a sonic level, you know, the vibes and the frequencies were a little bit easier. I mean, you listen to rock for 20 years straight up against Ampeg SVTs and Marshall Stacks and drum kits. And, you know, your shit's fucked up. Your ears, you might even have stomach problems being that close to those frequencies. People have health issues, which is why folks like John and like the Bad Brains and like Gavin and, you know, there's countless others took their health and took eating right and exercising because they knew what the rigors of the road did. They knew what performing did. They knew. This was no fucking joke. You had to take care of yourself, you know. But, yeah, we got together and we were friends. And when bands weren't friends anymore, they didn't last. Friends fight, they break up. Some go find new friends to play with in the playground. Wanna be my friend now? That's what happened back then. You know, at least how I see it, how I remember, how I feel it. You know, so no, we didn't have a preset. I knew that who my heroes were, but it wasn't like I said, okay, this is how I'm going to bite their moves or this is how I'm gonna do it. Nah. I just knew that these were the guys who inspired me to do, just like I got DJs, you know, like my man Oshumade and countless other DJs that inspired me to do what I'm doing. But it wasn't about being them, it was about being me, but saying, yeah, brother, thank you, you showed me the light. So, yeah, the Brains and the Cro-Mags showed me the light, especially the light because they had a spiritual message in their music, unlike most other bands. So I wanted to add on to that. Lyrically, I had a different style than John. Damn, I'm listening to my lyrics now. I'm like, Jesus Christ, take a break, man. Take a breath. What are you doing? Relax. You know, I was trying to spit those phrases like HR. I mean, but who could ever reproduce pay to come? Nobody could ever spit like that.
Right.
You know, that's like pay to come is like trying to rap like Ghostface Killer. You know, follow him. Yeah, right.
I don't know, man. I mean, I know there's just you came pretty close, you know. I don't think either Ed or I would say that it's trying to be overzealous fans or anything. I mean, I think you did the attempt more than just justice, so.
Definitely.
Well, that, man, it means more than a lot. But what I realize is that I'm not going to quantify how long. I'm not going to deal with the forecast. I'm going to deal with what's happening now. And what's happening now is that, you know, the messages of particularly spirituality, you know, whether it's whatever you want to call it, not religiosity, but just the light that all humans, all living entities possess, that we really got to tap into that shit on some level. I'm not using catchphrases like go green or go organic. Call it what you want. The color's red and yellow. Purple and blue are all equally important in nature. So go for the brightness, go for the light, go for the color prism, go for the blend. But that's the message that I really want to get out now. And as a man, an adult who has a child, now if you ask me what it is I want to do, well, now I'm just not shooting like buckshot. Now I can aim, line up my sights, trigger and not pull it. That's where I'm at. And the ballistic and the bullet per se that I want to shoot is one that when it explodes, there's love on the inside, there's like strength, there's you can do it too, there's a message that you can take home with you more than just a song. Because these songs have lasted the test of time. I'm going back reading them going, shit, you really did put a message in there, Jinji, at 18 years old. That's crazy. So I have to keep doing it now. And John told me that verbatim. Like, I didn't know that verbatim. Like, there's still a job to do. So, boom. You know, that's what's up. I don't know how it's going to sound or anything, but again, I'm not going to forecast. I didn't know what was going to happen in the first place, but something kicked off. So, you know, I just let the creator guide that shit. That force, it never led me wrong so far when it comes to the music shit. So I'm just going to rock on that vibe. Boom. You know, let that shit just explode. And once we knock this one out, we'll see how that feels. I mean, you already know we're trying to get up, have to do New York, regardless how this one goes. Yeah.
You are going to do the New York thing no matter how that goes?
Huh?
You're going to do New York no matter what?
Yeah, I have to.
Good.
I have a daughter who's growing up there.
Oh, is that right?
For her, for Sergio's daughter, for Gavin's son. Yeah. Yeah. And for all the other